Scripture, where Jesus talks about the establishment of his church. And this is that next verse. Well, I shouldn't say I never saw it. I preached on it many times, but I preached and interpreted this passage from a different angle, a different perspective. And I actually watered down and wrote off its significance. And that of course, is Matthew 16. Matthew 16, verse 13 through 19. And Jesus answered Peter, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter. And on this rock I will build my church. And the powers of death shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Now, I could spend all hour discussing all the apologetic issues in this verse. But the main issue that I didn't see before was the true background behind this name, Peter. You see, as a Protestant, I always belittled this text because I would point to the Greek. And I would say that, notice that the Greek word that Jesus uses for Peter is different than the Greek word he uses for the rock. They're different. One is Petros and the other was Petra. One means a large boulder. The other means a little pebble. And so we would use that to downplay what Jesus is saying. Jesus pointing to this great rock behind him and where he was preaching. And then he used the word for a little pebble when he refers to Peter. And so when he was talking about the foundation of the church, it isn't Peter. It is his faith. Or it is Jesus or some other reference. But of course not Peter. He's a little pebble. Then I realize, again through the witness of friends like Scott Hahn and Carl Keating and others, that you realize, of course, that Jesus didn't speak Greek. The Greek itself is a translation of what Jesus originally said in either Hebrew or Aramaic. We have an English Bible that's translated as Peter and Rock. So in English, it looks completely different. Thou art Peter, and on this rock I'll build my church. Two completely different words. Easy then for a modern preacher who only uses an English translation to sever the connection. In the Greek, they're closer. Because in fact, there's a reason why the two words are different. The word for rock in a Greek tongue is a feminine word. And so when you give a name for a rock to a man, you're not going to use the feminine formation. You make it masculine. That was the only difference, though I didn't see that. But the more important issue is that Jesus didn't use Greek. He used Aramaic. And in Aramaic, there's no difference between a masculine or feminine word for rock. They're both the word kepha. He would have said, "Thou art kepha. And on this kepha, I will build my church." I didn't pronounce it right. But the point is that Jesus used the same word. The point being that it completely undercut my argument against what Jesus was pointing at in this verse. The church that is a pillar and foundation of truth, he built on the rock of Peter. Peter and his faith and his courage that God had given him. God the Father, Jesus said, gave him this insight. Whoa. That led me to a study of all the verses in Scripture that dealt with Peter. And over and over and over again, we see Peter, not just one of the 12, but always as the top. Who was the one that led the first business meeting for the church in the upper room? It was Peter. Who preached the first sermon? It was Peter. Over and over. And then, of course, as you've heard on this program, many times I became aware of the early church fathers and recognized that in the early writings of the church, there was a recognition of the authority of Peter and then the seat of Rome. Whoa. These are verses I never saw. But once I recognized the authority of the church established on Peter, then most of the other questions began to fall in line. There are other verses which I could mention that deal with the authority of the church. John chapter 14, 15, and 16, which we see Jesus pointing to the apostles and saying, "To them he will give the Holy Spirit. To them he will give the Spirit to guide them into all truth. To them he will give them the Spirit to help them remember all the things he's taught." And though as a Protestant, I always took those verses to mean to every Christian, The truth is that in the context, Jesus is primarily and principally speaking to the 11 who are there, the apostles, that they are the ones who are given the Spirit to guide the church and to remember what Jesus had taught. But I've got five more verses I want to share with you quickly.